All right, it is 6:30, so we will go ahead and get started. We have Commissioner Jorgensen joining us online today. Thank you for being with us, Commissioner Jorgensen. And we will move to any public comments that are not on the agenda or pertaining to an agenda item, if there's any comments outside of the agenda. And seeing that there is not, we will move to agenda item 3, public hearing consideration of an amendment to the self-storage and storage shed overlay zone map. And we have Mackenzie presenting and then Mr. Jensen as the applicant. Do we have applicant here today? Great, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you. This is a consideration to amend our self-storage and storage shed overlay zoning map. This map was put in place back in 2011 and beyond and really hasn't been touched. The self-storage and storage shed zone basically runs in the industrial park or the area zone manufacturing distribution on the west side of I-15. And there are only two properties that do not continue that through on Center Street. One of them being Mr. Jensen's property at 100 West Center Street. So the I-15 expansion realignment project that's coming down the tracks has prompted Mr. Jensen to start looking at his property and how he's going to continue to use it moving forward. They are working out and negotiating how much of his property they're going to have to take for the project's right-of-way expansion. And it's potentially the blue area shown on this map. So his property is a little bit of an odd shape. It's sandwiched in between the Center Street exit from I-15 and the rail lines that are active. It's unique in the sense, not only because of its shape, but because of its access limitations. Right now it has access coming off of Center Street, but with redevelopment of the site, there is the potential of moving the access or creating a more permanent access, you could say, with the curb and gutter and things like that. And with those types of improvements, Union Pacific has their own regulations for how close they can be to the rail line and things like that. So we just want to make sure that when we're looking at this rezone application, essentially, we are all on the same page that this does not entitle this property owner the right to anything other than make the application for a site plan review. And at site plan review, if he wanted to put storage units on the back of his property, which is his current plan, he's looking at behind the existing workshop, then he would go through the site plan application process where we would look at the setbacks. Does it meet fire code? Does it meet Union Pacific red lines, things like, or red lines regulations and things like that? So this is only to rezone the property and to further close the gap that we have in the storage unit overlay zone. I'm just going to shorten the name because it's quite lengthy. So right now the property is 2.9104 acres in size. It's zone manufacturing distribution, which is consistent with what we're seeing in that overlay zone. Mr. Jensen's business, known as Jensen Architectural Woodwork, is currently on the site. And let me see if there's anything else I should touch on. I think we're good. The DRC has reviewed this proposal, and they're recommending approval of the proposed amendment to incorporate this property with the conditions that action on the amendment to the self-storage and storage shed overlay zone map does not guarantee nor entitle the approval of a site plan or permissible drive access locations from the public street, Center Street, so essentially what I just explained to you guys. And then also, the overlay boundary shall be the parcel less the area acquired by UDOT for the expansion of I-15. Like I said, UDOT has this map that's available online. The last time it was amended was October of 2024, and I believe that this property owner, along with the one directly to the south, which is the Storage City, are still actively negotiating how much of the land will be taken and all that kind of stuff. And honestly, for Mr. Jensen's property, it's going to cut off a tail of the property that is virtually unusable anyways. You can't really fit buildings back there. So he could do other things back there, I suppose, like outdoor storage. So that is everything on this. This is a public hearing because it is technically a rezone when we're changing the overlay. And this will also have to be forwarded from the Planning Commission to the City Council. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you, Mackenzie. Any questions for Mackenzie or staff at this point? And if not, we will open the public hearing. Any comments from anyone here with us?
Dee Lallis, public ought to have a comment. It sounds to me like when that was zoned, that somehow that was just missed and should have been put in there anyway. And right now, I think he's got some horses on it. Is that the property? And just beyond that, further north, there are storage units, and so it's no different from what's already there. I see no opposition from my standpoint of it, and as you know, I come every time and comment on things, so I think that probably this is a good move.
Thank you, Dee. Thank you for being here. Any other comments? Okay, we will close the public hearing and move to commission discussion. Any discussion or comments? Just out of curiosity, how long have you been at that location, your business?
5 years, 5.5 years.
Great. And if there's no other comments or discussion, we can move to a motion.
I was seeing if Ron was going to unmute. Commissioner Marsh, I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval to the City Council the proposed amendment to the self-storage and storage shed overlay zone map to include the property of 100 West Center Street, parcel ID 01-082-0106, with the following conditions. One, action on the amendment to the self-storage and storage shed overlay zone map does not guarantee nor entitle approval of site plan review or permissible drive access locations from the public street, Center Street. And two, the overlay boundary shall be the parcel less the area acquired by UDOT for the expansion of I-15.
Thank you, Commissioner Marsh. And do we have a second?
Mr. Holbrook, second.
Thank you. Any comment or discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
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 And any opposed? And it passes. Great, thank you for being here, and good luck. Hope that all works smoothly with you with the UDOT stuff, too. Thank you. All right, and we will move to agenda item number 3, consideration of a site plan approval for Oaks Medical Group. We have Mr. Cox as the applicant. Do we have applicant here tonight or representation?
We have representation. Mr. Great. Cox is not here, but I believe the actual members of the Oaks Medical Group, or is this Black Lab Construction? Black Lab Construction, who's running the application,
Great.
Are present.
Thank you for being here. And thank you.
Thank you. All right, I got to start out, you guys. Caden Baines, our wonderful planning intern, has been running this application and doing all the legwork. We thought it was going to be a perfect opportunity for him. Ryan's looking for him. Commissioner Holbrook,
excuse me. I know,
I
was like, where is he?
Where is he? Right, and he did awesome work, and he was so prepared to come and present to you guys and get that practice. But because of the timelines of red lines and revisions, unfortunately, when it was finally ready, he started school and has night classes on Tuesdays. So I am presenting on his behalf, but I need you guys to know that he did all of this and he is doing a wonderful job. With that said, this is a site plan application for the final building pad vacant in the Foxborough Marketplace subdivision, I guess you could call it. So it's at 691 North Redwood Road. It's approximately 0.425 acres, and like I said, it's undeveloped, it's zoned plan district, and is governed by the Foxborough Marketplace Development Agreement. The group called Oaks Medical Group is currently operating in, I believe, the strip mall portion of Lee's Marketplace. They are operating at Lee's Marketplace, I just don't know where within there. But they have decided to construct a new office for themselves. The building will be 5,000 square feet in total size and a two unit. So 3,000 square feet of that unit will be utilized by Oaks Medical Group for medical offices. And then 2,000 square feet will be available for a tenant to do either medical office type work, general office, that kind of thing. That's the way it's been designed. So both of those land uses are permitted in the development agreement. There is no modification to the city right-of-way as the lot is surrounded on all sides by the Foxborough Marketplace development already. They will be improving the site with the building, asphalt paving, and striping for parking. We have verified that the proposed parking meets the minimum requirements of city code. They have a minimum requirement of providing 23 parking stalls for the entire building, and they have proposed 24, so they're one above. And they've also provided two stalls which meet the ADA requirements and regulations. So in the Foxborough Marketplace Development Agreement, we allow landscape islands in the parking areas to be reduced to 6 feet in width. Our standard is 9 feet. They are meeting this code with this site plan. I suppose I should scoot it over for you guys. They are also meeting the code requirement to have street tree or approved trees in those parking islands. And they have submitted a landscape plan. And I've got to make sure, there we go. The landscape improvements are just basically within those parking islands and then along the back buffer, because this entire development was constructed with a total landscape percentage and not per building pad, meaning that they are meeting all of the requirements, and they have provided 1,027 square feet of additional landscaping, which is approximately 5% of the site and consistent with the neighboring building pads for what they've done. There are no required setbacks or lot coverage regulations in the Foxborough Marketplace Development Agreement. And again, they're compliant with their proposal. The code does require for all site plans and commercial buildings like this that garbage or refuse containers be screened from the public view to a height not less than 6 feet and match architectural standards. Those are available within the packet as well, and they do meet code. As far as architectural review goes, he did a fabulous job putting these in order. Can we all just appreciate him once again? I'm so proud of him. So the primary facade must be consistent with the architectural style and roof treatments associated with the Lee's Marketplace building. And also, the Foxborough Marketplace Owners Association must approve the submitted elevations. So the submitted elevations are before you right now. The proposed building is 22 feet tall from finished grade to roof peak, and it has a facade primarily consisting of fiber cement panels and stone veneer. It meets all of our codes for massing and materials. That's in our non-residential architectural standards that are part of standard city code. And really, it meets all the codes and is a slam dunk for that. Now, in your packet, we have the DRC recommendation of approval with corrections of, or with the condition of corrections of engineering red lines if they haven't completed them. And I got the good word from the city engineer right before this meeting that she has accepted their latest revision as approved, and they are good to move forward. So the DRC is now recommending that the Planning Commission approve this site plan application with no conditions. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mackenzie and Kaden. Any questions? All right, any discussion?
If not, you mentioned that the Foxborough group also gets approval of the elevations. Has that already happened, or does that happen after us?
I'm not sorry. It's happened already. Okay. Kaden would have known the answer to that.
When do you guys plan on starting the construction, roughly?
Just do one of you want to come up and state your name and answer her question? He's got his arm in a cast. Come on.
Mark Sussman with Black Lab Construction. What's your question?
When are you planning on starting construction, roughly?
As soon as we get approval.
Cool. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Well, it looks great. Thank you for your work on that. Any other questions for the applicant or staff? If not, we can move to a motion.
Commissioner Ward, I'll make a motion. I move that the Planning Commission approve the site plan for Oaks Medical Group located at 691 North Redwood Road.
Thank you. And do we have a second?
I'll second. Commissioner Tucker.
Thank you. And any discussion or comment on the motion? All in favor say aye.
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 And any opposed? And it passes. Great. Thank you for being here. And we will move to agenda item number 5, report on city council items. Sherry.
It's been a little while since we met, so we're so excited to see you guys again. I hope you had a great summer. Okay, so many of you might have heard the developers for Clifton Place came and they had an idea for a indoor pickleball facility, and they wanted to move the commercial from Clifton North, the commercial to put it on Clifton South, and it would be really big. And they came in and got some feedback from the city council, and the city council said they didn't really like that idea, mixing the two more intensive uses, that more intensive use with the residential use. And so they've scrapped that. So if you've heard rumors of that pickleball facility, they can be quashed now because there's no pickleball facility going in there. The last we've heard, we've had some internal meetings with Brighton with staff, and they have, they're working on a site plan to keep the commercial on the north side and do two smaller commercial buildings, just like it was envisioned in the development agreement. So they think they have a pretty good product, and they look pretty good. So we're excited to see that move forward to site plan. The last two council meetings have been strategic planning meetings for the city council, so there isn't any updates for you on that. But what I wanted to update you on is a mural program. Because I can tell you that the city council approved our mural contracts for our first mural in North Salt Lake. I'm off the...
Oh, sorry.
It's not clicking. She was checking our broadcast on YouTube, not... That sounded wrong. As you know, we are going to be putting a mural in right here across the street at the building that's right across from Hatch Park. And the mural is the artwork of David Montanaro, who has been a longtime resident of North Salt Lake, who passed away earlier this year, and he's an artist. The family approached us about using his artwork for the first mural in the city and putting it right across the park, and we're getting our new park, so we're super excited to see that. But we have filed all of the contracts with the building owner and filed the contract with the artist. And we have submitted our application today to the Davis Tourism Department to hopefully get reimbursed for half of the cost of that mural. If we get the grant, they're going to push that through. So I think we have a really good chance of getting it. But I wanted to share with you where we are on the design. So when we first started looking at this, I had made this up and said, hey, this is one of his pieces of art. This would be cool. And the arts committee liked this one, but then they reviewed some other ones and they liked this one better. And Jean Montanaro is the artist who's going to paint this. It's her dad's work. And so we put this in, and I put it in using my wonderful PowerPoint skills. And you can see that the picture's kind of distorted because my wonderful PowerPoint skills are not that wonderful as far as that stuff. Gives you an idea, but doesn't tell you. And she's like, when she laid it out, it kind of stretched it and it distorted the image. You can see it makes the house a lot wider instead of the skinny building that it is. So what Jean did was took two of her dad's paintings and she's merging them together so that it fits the shape of the building. And this is what it will look like. If you were driving around a couple weeks ago, you might have seen this. They were out testing their projector because what they're going to do is project the art on the building and then she'll block it in. You could even see the extension cord running across Center Street while they did that. And they're like, We can do it. We have a projector that's big enough. We just need to get back about 5 or 10 more feet, and so we'll move the fence when she gets ready to block that in and let her get a little bit further distance. But so that's how that's going to be done. And then as part of kind of in conjunction with this, Jean's partner, Reuben Woolsey, had approached the city about getting the trees that we have to fell in the park because of the redevelopment of it and using them in some woodworking projects, and perhaps he could do something for the park. And so he came in and he said, wouldn't it be cool if we made a giant chair? And David Montanaro also has a series of paintings that are these chunky type chairs, and he said he wanted to use that as an inspiration. He thought he could use the trees to build this and do a giant chair that could be in the park. And so he's made this scale model, and it's based off of this pen drawing that Mr. Montanaro did. And then with the help of David's wife, Sheila, and Jean, and some of the other family members, they interpreted the colors, and they're tying those colors into the mural. And then the arts committee, they just absolutely love this idea. This is a representation of how tall it will be. So it'll be about 8 feet tall, and the seating will be at about 34 inches off the ground, so people can climb on it. The seat will be 6 feet wide. 2 or 3 people could sit on it and take pictures. And the arts committee was like, well, if we're going to put this somewhere, let's put it in the park, and let's put it somewhere near the mural. So if you go out and sat in the mural, had your picture taken, what if the mural was, or sat in the chair and the mural was in the background? And so they recommended to the city council that we find a location somewhere in this area, right across the street from the mural. And the city council agreed that they really liked this idea, and that we would, that we should pursue that with our landscape architect. So he's working on the plans to kind of fix this up. We also had some ideas, because there's going to be the electrical boxes that you see on the corner, the big green ugly boxes, that we can wrap those boxes with art too. And so we're going to start a campaign to do that. I did just want to note that originally he wanted to build this giant chair out of the wood from the trees in the park. Unfortunately, due to the weather and the exposure to the sun and rain and stuff, he was really having a problem with the longevity of how it would survive. And so he's actually going to make this out of a different material. He's going to sculpt it, and it will still be interactive and it look like this. And he's going to try to use the wood for some other projects. So he's working with the arts committee to put that wood to use somewhere else in the park, where it can be like in the pavilion, so that it's not exposed to sun and rain. So just wanted to note that. And I was thinking there was one other thing with this chair, but anyway, this isn't a done deal. We don't have a contract with him yet. We don't have a budget for that, but the park hasn't started construction, so this really doesn't have to be done for about 2 years. The park is about to start construction. We actually had the demo, the RFP, or the call for bids for demo contractors, went out last Friday. So another week or so, we'll receive the bids. They'll open the bids, and then they'll start the demolition. So we're all ready for demolition. We've done all of the hazard mitigations, the check to make sure there's no asbestos and that stuff. So everything is ready to go, and the park should be underway shortly. And everybody's been super patient, and the community is very upset, obviously, that it's taken this long. But we're happy to see it go. But I wanted you to just know some of the other things that are going on, so you can get excited about it. And then the other council member Van Langeveld, when we talked about these, I think somebody said on the council said, we could have big chairs in all of our parks. And then she said we could have a motto that says, come sit with us at North Salt Lake and have big chairs in all of our cities. So we're going to work on that with the arts committee.
Thank you, Sherry. That is super cool. I love to see the creativity with like using the products, even if it doesn't come through, just like all that thought process together. Thank you for sharing all that with us. And she's also not watching YouTube. All right. All right, we can move to the approval of the minutes from July 8th. Are there any adjustments to the minutes? And if not, we can do a motion.
As Commissioner Jorgensen, I'll offer a motion to approve the meeting minutes as drafted for the July 8th Planning Commission meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Jorgensen. And do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. And all in favor say aye.
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 All right. And the minutes are approved and we are adjourned.